A crowd estimated at more than a million people rallied in downtown Boston today to celebrate the Super Bowl victory by the New England Patriots. It was the second championship in 3 years for the Patriots, and welcome news for sports fans there. Before 2002, the team had never won the Super Bowl. And, of course, Red Sox fans have been waiting since 1918 to see their team win the World Series. As NPR's Tovia Smith reports, the mood among Boston sports fans is picking up.
Usually, when Boston sports fans invoke that old yogiism, it's deja vu all over again. It's not for good news repeating itself, but today in Boston, that old deja vu thing took on a happy spin.
We're back!
Just like he did 2 years ago, Patriots quarterback Tom Brady hoisted the Lombardi Trophy and danced on stage with coach Bill Belichick and his teammates, including Adam Vinatieri, who just like last time kicked the winning field goal with just seconds left to play. It was thrilling to fans like 57-year-old Bruce Wyman and his 23-year-old daughter Megan from Maynard, Massachusetts.
This is the greatest. This is the greatest.
I would never miss this.
This is the time to gloat and be proud and be happy and celebrate and just have a lot of fun.
Again?
And again. And again,
and again.
The Super Bowl win comes as great news to a town still spooked by the curse of the Bambino. The Red Sox may be known for choking when it counts, but the Patriots are now making a habit of coming through in the clutch.
What curse? There ain't no curse.
Boston sports fans like Gary Peluso of Revere have been accused before of being in denial, but it's never felt quite this good.
I'm so happy right now!
John McCoy and his friends from North Attleboro skipped school to celebrate with the Pats today. So too did 13-year-old Kyle Toomberg from Beverly.
It's awesome. Finally seeing a Boston team actually win something. Like, Red Sox haven't done anything. Bruins, Celtics haven't done anything in a while. So finally get to see something.
In your whole life?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Indeed, Bostonians have gone from cranky to downright cocky. Everything seems to be going their way. The big dig is finally dug, and Bostonians can literally see the light at the end of the tunnel. And a Massachusetts guy, John Kerry, has just won two presidential Super Bowl equivalents. And now, to top it off, their football team has just been called champions twice, proving it wasn't just a fluke. Suddenly, fans are no longer talking about postseason depression. They're talking dynasty.
Maybe now we'll get some respect. They'll give us some credit for winning this thing twice.
Dan Rollins drove an hour and a half from New Hampshire to rally the Patriots with 52-year-old Rhonda Paris from Shirley.
Boston teams don't get any respect.
Maybe, but Boston sports fans are complicated creatures and obsessed with their arch rivals. Even at the climax of the post-game celebration on Sunday night, one Boston sports reporter congratulated a Patriots player by saying he was so good that everyone would now expect the Pats to keep winning. It was meant as a compliment, but then he blurted out, "Now you must know how the Yankees feel." Ouch. It's like deja vu all over again. Tovia Smith, NPR News, Boston.